Hey, good morning. Say that somewhat tongue-in-cheek. Tuesday edition here, February 11th. We're at 20 below right now. Wind chills down around 40 below. I'll get through that really quick, and then that's all I'm going to say about it. Hey, we got to talk with Eric Stroh, Wilkin County Soil and Water Inn. Talk with us this morning. Good morning.
Morning, Mr. Dabble.
Thank you for braving the cold.
Yep.
I'm thanking everybody for that, by the way. But you got a good battery in your truck. I got a good battery, so we're both good.
It's pretty important days like this.
We're talking trees today, okay? And trees kind of a big deal at Soil and Water. That's been a great program for years. What's going on?
Yeah, the next couple months here, hopefully not into July like last year, but hopefully all the trees are in the ground before that. But the next few months here, that's a big thing in our office. We take orders for people to come pick up their own trees and plant themselves. We have bare root trees, potted trees. Usually don't have many of those left by the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And then also working with landowners to put in tree plantings. So we'll plan out tree rows to block snow, provide cover for farmsteads, hopefully catch some snow along some roadways.
I know on 210, there's a little section there. It's got a nice grove of trees.
Yeah, those living snow fences are amazing.
Is that you? I mean, does Soil and Water, is that part of your deal?
Yeah, and with those living snow fences, there's even potential to tie into federal funds, DOT funds, so those landowners can actually do pretty well on those acres. And hopefully that's something that I have a lot of passion for that. Making the drive from Fergus every day to Breckenridge.
So. Absolutely, absolutely.
Hopefully we can get some more cover out there.
Let's talk about projects. Any projects, now that it's February, we can look into the spring and summer months. Anything coming up, Soil and Water?
Yeah, you know, we're still working on trying to clean up the Doran Creek channel to the south of town here, and then another project is that south branch of the Buffalo River, right at Highway 9 on the east side of the road. There's already been a big chunk of ground that was cleaned out and restored, and now we're hoping to move forward with some of the west side of the road.
The Doran project, I mean, we talked about this earlier. That's taken a while to kind of, you know, but it's picking up traction now?
Yeah. There's just so many steps and environmental reviews and the planning process, the engineering, getting the federal funds together with RIM funds. I believe today we have a kickoff meeting for potential RIM easement funding so that takes the competition out of the RIM process. There's going to be funds available for landowners.
Sounds like red tape to me.
A lot of that, yep, a lot of that. The fun part eventually happens.
Right, absolutely. And I'm sure at Soil and Water you know a lot about that.
Yep.
Definitely. Anything else you want to cover, Eric? Again, if people are interested in trees, just get in touch with your office.
Yep, give us a call. We are sending out our yearly newsletter. That'll have a tree order form in it as well. But feel free to call us anytime, and we can help get those orders set up.
Sounds good. Eric, great to have you in here. Thanks for braving the cold. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Stay warm, my friend. We talk with our friends at Wilkin Soil and Water, second Tuesday of every month here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Leave us food's best quality, best price. Leave us food's best service, they're nice. Leave us food's to make everything right.
All this week at Leavers Foods in Valley City. Enjoy.